That's not true. That's a kasha. Kasha means it's a question, but not a tiyufta. We don't slug up or sluggish completely.
He boiled up a question like this. Let's say the people themselves woke up one morning and they themselves decided to worship Avodah Zarah. There wasn't a person convincing them. By themselves, they decided to worship. And Rova the city did this. Mahu, what's the locha? Is like the Iri Dachas would give them Sayif, or maybe like Yechidim would give them Skila. The Yadichu, Amrachmona, it says that there's a person convincing them, Vuloy should come Eleim, not if they turn to do it themselves. Or Bila, maybe no. Afilah Hutchem Eleim, it's a Svara Kavachayma. That if they decide themselves to worship Avodah Zarah, for sure they have the Chumrah of Iri Dachas. Mr. Toshima, can we bring a proof? It says, Hadichu, Noshim Uktanim. That if ladies cause them, or ketanim, it's not called an Iri Dachas. The question is, am I? Why not? Even though a lady is not called a man, but lehevei chutchum yaleim. So let's say that there's nobody causing them. Let it be considered like they went off themselves, that themselves decided to worship Avodah Zarah. So why does it say in the Mishnah there's no din Iri Dachas if it was a noshim or ketanim? So chutz araya, that you need somebody convincing them, and he has to be a man. The Gemara says, no, I'll answer you. Hanech bosanav shayu gorin. If there's nobody convincing them themselves, they're going after themselves. Maybe that's enough to make an Iri Dachas. But hani, if there was a noshim uktanim, bosan noshim uktanim greedy. It's not considered they're doing it themselves. It's considered they're going after the person that's talking them in. If it's only a lady or a cousin, that's not called sochamor. Therefore, there's no din of an Iri Dachas. So we have no proof to the shayla. It could be if the rabbin themselves decided to worship Avodah Zarah, it'll also be called Iri Dachas. Then it says, Achyudach Riba. So most of the majority of the people worship Avodah Zarah. Heichi Avdinin. How do we give them the Misa? If it's the Yochid, and you say you have to have Edim, how do we know to give which Misa to give him? Omri Rav Yehuda, Donin V'choshen. True. You see one person with Edim Asroi worship Avodah Zarah, afterwards put him in jail. We have to wait to see if we're going to find out that most of the people did it, then they receive Sayyid. If a minority, they receive Skila. So we have to Dan and put him in jail. Don, the next person, the Choshen. We wait till we finish Dan, everybody, and then we'll have to count up the amount we have. Omala Yula, Nimsa Tumanes Dino Shalelu. It's not fair. You're pushing off the din. Allah says, once we pass the Nechi of Misa upon somebody, we have to give him his din right away. You can't wait till you judge everybody else. So what do? Elamarula. Don in Besaiklin, true. The first minority of the people get Skila. Don in Besaiklin, why don't we give them Skila? We don't know better. We have to think and say maybe they're only Yechidim. Later, when it adds up that we killed out the majority of the people, from then onwards, we give Saif. Itma we learned, Rav Yechon Omar, Don in the same thing, Don in Besaiklin, first people that come, we give them Skila only. Don in Besaiklin, until finally it adds up to roll with the city, then we make the Iri Dachas give them Saif. Because we can't be manezinoi. For Eshlok Hashama, no. Marabin lehen botedinim. We have to try and do a fast job. Open up new botedinim. And jam them as soon as possible. And let's see how many people really worship the Avodah Zarah. And then right away we give Sayyid. For the Gemahini, it's not that way. Vom Rab Chama Ba Yisrael Rab Ishiya. V'yaitseis Yishahu. O Yisishahi. Ish V'yisha Atamaitzi L'sharecha.
Which means for Yechidim, then you could give them the Misa in your city with a bezin of 23 in your city. But Ziyata Moitzi called here Kula Lashrecha. You cannot make a din of the Iri Dachas. You can't kill Rova of the city because of the bezin in your city. Ella rather the locker is Marbil no Botadinim. What Yitzchak is meant to say is true. In the city there, they have to make more Botadinim. But just Umanina B'dinayim, they look over the judgment. Umaskinalu, and if it comes out really that Rova of the city worshiped the Avodah Zarah, then Umaskinaluhu, Lebezna Nagodu, they bring him up to the Bezna Nagodu, Yushalayim, the Garmululu Dinayu, and there they make the Gemar Din, the Katulu, and that's where they give the Misa for the ear, Hanidachas.
If they live there,
then it says in the Mishnah, Hakes, Sakes, Yeshwe, ear, that you kill out people living in the city. Tana Rabbonin, Ha Chameres, Ya Gamalis, that means a person driving a donkey, a person driving a camel, or a Verasim Mokum, they're just passing by. So it depends. Lonu b'soich, if they live there in the city, v'hutchun, they worship the Avodah Zarah, imo, with the rest of the city. Zim nishtoy, shom la medyam, if they live there for 30 days already, then hein b'sayif, umumayinim ovat. They have a loch over here, nedachas, they get sayif, and the money is destroyed. Kogus mikan, if they live there less than 30 days, hein b'skilu, umumayinim polet. Then they receive skilu, they're like a yochid, and the money is saved. So mashmi, you have to live in the city for 30 days, then you call the Yeshua year. Rav, I have a question. Is that true? Is 30 days enough? It says the Gemara in Bava Basra, how long do you have to live in the city? Can't you have a locha? The year, can't you year? Yud Beis Chodesh said you have to be there for 12 months. So the Stira here was saying 30 days. The Yotzes 12 months. On the Rav on the Kash there's no Kasha. Hold him have mibnei Masa. To be called Bnei Masa, you have to live there for a year. Hold him have a Meisrei Masa. Just to be called living there, it's enough 30 days. For Tanya, bring your proof. It says Allah in the Dorim Hamud you are not mibnei here. If you make an Issa Neder not to have enjoyment from the people of the city. Some lived there for 12 months, you also. If you lived there less than 12 months, because he's not called B'nai Masa. To be called B'nai Masa, you have lived there for at least Yud Beis Chodesh for a year. Then you have special lochas about paying taxes. What's going to be if a person makes a nether? Mi yosh for a year. I don't want to have enjoyment from a person that's only a yosh for a year. Then in Mishtoya Lamadim, a person lived there for 30 days, also Lenis Vimenum. You see such a difference that to be called Yoshua year was enough to be there for 30 days. That's Pshana Mishnah. That these Chamorros and Gemalos, as long as they live there for 30 days, they consider the Yoshua year in Idachas, and by Inidachas, just as Yoshua year, that they would receive, they'll be Alocha, Achelik of year in Idachas, as long as they live there for 30 days. Alright, we'll stop here.
Rosh in the middle of the Gemara. Hecher Moisa. Yeah, Dav Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Hecher Moisa v'skol asher bo. You have to destroy the whole Ir Hanidachas, a city that rove the people worship the Avodah Zarah, so you have to destroy the city. Tana Rabbanan. Hecher Moisa, and the Pesach says, Hecher Moisa, destroy it. Then, alright, this will dash later, v'skol asher bo, some take this out. But from the first part, Hachrim Oitha, we say Prat Lenichse Tzadikim Shebuchutzalo. If a tzaddik that lived in that city, see if he has property or utensils outside the city, they're not destroyed. Then the pasuk says, "We have Kol Hashebo, Mashm everything that's inside the city." So we say LeRabbis Nichse Tzadikim, even the people that are tzaddikim in that city, Shebetoicho. That if they have the property inside the city, then it is destroyed. So in other words, a tzaddik, anything he owns that's inside the Yoni Dachas is destroyed, is burnt. But if he owns things that are outside the city, then they're not destroyed. Now we dash from Shlomo. The Pasuk says, Shlomo, we gather together and burn all the Shlomo, the booty of the city. So we dash and go, V'loi Shlal Shemayim. But not something that like belongs to Hashem, like we'll soon see Kavonis. That there's a korban there that has kedusha on it, that's like a shalal shemayim, that's not burnt. But then we say, v'yes kol shalala, so the next word, kol, all the shalala of the city is destroyed. What does that mean to say? L'rabbis nichsei rishoyim, that any property, anything that's owned by the rishoyim, the people in the city that actually worship the Avodah Zarah, that's going to be killed, so their property, whatever they own, shechutzala, even if it's outside the city, still it has to be destroyed. That's all we dashin. That's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. A rasha's property, even outside the city, is also destroyed. Whereas a tzaddik's city, it's only destroyed if it's inside the city. If it's outside the city, they're not. Now, Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, and Rashi says, he's always the one that dashin's time of the creator as a reason for the posik. So he explains, Mifnei Ma Omer Torah, what does the Torah say? Nichtzei tzaddikim shebetoicha yoivdu. What does the posik say? The Torah says that a tzaddik, he did not worship the Avodah Zarah. Still, his property is destroyed. Why? So we dash in, Mi Gorim Lahem, Shiyadura B'Toychoi. What caused the tzaddik like to still live in this city? If he sees that the city is such Roshoyim that they're worshipping Avodah Zarah, he should have picked himself up and left the city. What caused him to still stay there? It must be Mamainam. He owned property there, he owned buildings there, he has business there. It's his moment that kept him there. The thing is, therefore, Mamainam Novad. Therefore, the Pasuk says, the Torah says, his property, his money, is also destroyed. If he has property and money outside the city, then it's not destroyed. He's a tzaddik, and he owns things outside the city, there's nothing wrong. But if he owns things inside the city, we wipe it out, because we say that's what caused him to still stay in the city.
He lives in the city.
Right. Now, Omar, what we just said before, with Ashna Pasuk, he has called Shlola Tikvites. You have gathered together all the shlal, the rabbis, nichse rishoyim, shevachutzala. That a Russia, someone that did worship the Avodah Zarah, even what he owns outside the city is also destroyed. Omer al-Chizr, al-Chizr said, though you should know, uvenik bosom matoicho. We're talking about such property or such things that could be gathered and brought into the city. In other words, it has to be something that could come close by. Like Rashi says, excuse me, the same day that they're going to burn the city, that day they have to be able to bring it from wherever it is. But if it's more than a day's journey away from the city, or it's something like a house that you can't bring over, then it's not destroyed. It has to be over the kibbutz and matoichoi, or could be brought into the city to be burnt here. Omer Rav Chisda, pekdoi nois shelan shiyoni dachas. It's because, and if I let you hold something of mine, so if it belongs to nioni dachas, mutoron, it's not destroyed, we do not burn it. So question is, hey Kadami, what's the case talking about? Who gave this pekodon? Who gave something to watch to who? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Diyar Acheris. Somebody living in another city came, V'yisnayu begavor, and he now brought his pikod, like he asked somebody, one Russia there in the city, hold on to my pot. So the Gemara cheated the Mutarim. Of course it saved, it's not burnt. Lav shlolu, it doesn't belong to the people in the city. It's a private pot somebody gave you to hold, so cheated saved. What's the Kiddush? V'yelo ditu, it's talking about now what? It's a pot that belongs to people in the Irnidachas. The Yisnayu Biracheret. And still it's in another city, like so what? Edenik Bosom Matoich, if it's close by that it could be brought into the city, Amai Mutorim. Why is it safe? It's supposed to be burnt. The Yenik Bosom Matoich, if it can't be brought inside it, for Amrit Chodazim, we said already one time, that if it can't be brought, it's saved. So Mor says, no, that's not the case. The Yerim really, I'll tell you, Biracheret. We're talking about somebody living in another city. So the question was, pshit, it's not burnt, it belongs to somebody else. The Torah says that chiddush is the nifkadei b'toichoi, that somebody from another city gave a rush in this city to watch it for him. But v'rochel of mayaskinon could go into kibbutz le'achrayis, that the rush of the person living in the Yerenidachas accepted achrayis, like it's his obligation to watch it. And if something goes wrong, he has to pay for it. So therefore, now the time I would have thought to say, like you say by Chomets. By Chomets we say, if a Jew accepts Achrayis on Chomets from a Goy, there's a lava by you all by you Motsai. So I would have thought to say, Kivu Nikibloi Achrayis, since the responsibility is upon you to watch it, and if you get lost or something happens, you have to pay for it, Kididei Dami, it should belong like you, it should be like yours, like someone living in the year of Hidachas, and it should be Toyin Sreifa, Kamash Malon. That's the Chiddush no. That even though the person, the Rosh, has a chrayis, but since really it's not his, it belongs to somebody else, it's saved, it's not burnt. Here the person says, shlolo, means it has to belong to the people in the city. If it belongs to somebody else, it's not called shlolo. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, Pehema, if you have an animal, that chetzio shilo nidachas, vechetzio shilo acheres. Two people own it, the shutfis, the partners, in an animal. One person is a Rosh in the city that's supposed to be killed, and his property has to be burnt. And the other owner is a normal person. So what should we do with this animal? A calf has to be burnt, if not. So Rav Chisda says, Asura, there's no way this animal has to be killed, it's also by norm. But since the animal is alive right now, a live animal, every part gets its nourishment from the other part. So it's like one big animal, even if half is also by norm, the whole thing becomes awesome. But Isa, the other doe, that Chet Shilir Nidachas is again owned by partners. Half one owner is Ir Nidachas, Fechetzia the other owner, Shalir Acheris, Muteris, the dough you're allowed to use. Just divide it up, like you know, like you say, Brera, and half of it you burn, and the other half is saved. Why, my time, what's the reason? Tehema command Allah Pligidami. A Behema Kozaman, it's alive, it's like one goof, one body. And therefore, on this body now, it's Chalan Issa, Isser Hanor. The force will speak out, even though later you like shecht it and want to divide it up, so what? Since right now the animal is alive and it gets nourishment one from the other, it's also by no. Mashenkein Isa, dough, command the pligidomi. Dough is like it's divided. If one piece has nothing to do with the other piece. So if half is blown by Yonidachas, that half is burnt. Again, like you say, Breira, take half of it and burn it, and the other half is saved. Breira of Chizda, Behemas Yonidachas, a behema ashore that belongs to somebody in the Yonidachas. So Lachan reads its toy and sway, for we have to burn it. But Mal that is Hani Bo Shchita, what's going to be if somebody comes fast and makes a Shchita on this animal? So we said before, Shchita you can't eat it. The Yisrael Anor was already Chal, you cannot eat the animal. But the question is, L'tayra Midei Nevela. So as the Shechita help at least that when the animal dies now, it doesn't have Tumas Neveima. Like this, the halacha is, if a behemoth dies, it's a Neveima, whoever touches it becomes Tamei. If you made a Shechita before, Shechita does two things. First of all, it takes off the Tumas Neveima, that now there's no tumor on the animal, and secondly, it gives a Heter Achila. So the Torah says, V'yonidacha, since you have to burn it, it's also, but no, a Heter Achila is not here. But maybe Hilchus Tumor goes off. Maybe it's considered an action of Shechita was done here. So that's the Metzias. Tumah goes off it, even though it's also Banor. That's the question. What's the Shaila? Lefi Cherev, Am Rachmana. The Torah says everything in the city is to be slaughtered with a Cherev, with a sword. So, Loishino Shechita, Loishino Shachta Mishchat, Loishino Kotel Mikdal. No matter what you do to it, it's considered like a sword took place. So a sword is not a good Shechita, so the apostle. Or maybe even the shochter mahan yelo shchita. But now that you did not use a regular sword, but you use a kosher knife to make a shchita, maybe the shchita at least will take away the tumor. My, what's the locha take? This is a good suffix. But how far is this issa? Is it a that nothing could be? Boy, Reb Yosef, sayer noshim tzidkonis. To hear of the noshim tzidkonis means the one that did not worship the avodah zarah. They are saved. They are not killed. What's going to be with the hair? Do we have to burn the hair or not? Ma, what's the halacha? So Amar Rav, Rav says, what's going on here? Ho, the Rishoyis also, Mash be telling me now, that the hair of a Rishoyis, a lady that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, her hair is burnt. Is that true? The Pasuk says, Tikbois v'saraftan. You have to gather everything together in the city, and then burn it. Something that's ready to be burnt, you just have to gather it together and burn it. The hair of a person, you first have to cut it off, shave it off, and then gather it in Sreifa. See, even the hair of the Rishoyis you do not burn. So what are you asking me the hair of the Tzidkonis for? Ella, the question was like this. What's going to be with the Shaitel? Not her own hair. Payas Nachris, a strange hair. Somebody else's hair that she has. Nachris, a goddess of Saras, the Yama, Shoistum, and Noi, right? Come boy, mate. Yeah? Hechidami, what's the case talking about? Eidim Achuba the Gufir, she's wearing it right now, it's on her head. So, Chura Kagufa Damya. Pshita, it's like a goof, and Pshita, it's not burnt. And that's the halacha that the people that do not worship the Avodah Zarah, they're not killed, and they can walk out of there wearing their clothing also, which is a chiddush. Even though another Gemara says they walk out naked, yeah. So the Farshim say it means they can't take anything with them. But the actual clothing they're wearing, that's okay. So if she's wearing the sheitel, pshita, she can go out with it. What's the case? What's the shalom talking about? The talia of the sifta, it's hanging on the wall, it's hanging on a peg. Here's the shayla. So kinich said to the ikum shabatoch, is it just like the property that she owns? Dom ye viovat. That's the loch, any property that even a tzaddik owns in the city is destroyed. So maybe the shaitan is also destroyed. Or maybe kivin the eye of anaf, because since she always puts it on her head, she goes in and out with it. Kalavusha dam is considered like it's on her body. Even though right now it's hanging on the wall, but since whenever she's going to go out of the house, she's going to put it on, it's considered like she's wearing it right now. And we let her put it on to go out. We did not tell her, leave it there and burn it. That's the shayla teiko. That's a good suffix. Something hanging on the wall. Could be the same shayla upon her dress.
No,
anything.
Head of a rabbi hat. We always wear the hat.
Yeah. Anything that you always wear. It's hanging, it's not on you. So that's the shayla. Is it considered like it's on you now? It's called your malbush. You can walk out with it. Or maybe no. Now it's not on your body. We tell you there's a psak. This city is near Nidachas. Everything is burnt here. Only you have a right to walk out the way you are right now. Whatever you're wearing now, you can walk out. But to put something else on you, that's a shor, that's a teiku. Right. He has called shalom or tikvah, what it says. El teich rechava. You have to gather all the booty, everything in the city together. Where? Teich rechava, by the main street. There has to be a main street there. Tell Rabbanim. Ein lo rechava. What's going to be if there's no main street, no gathering place there in the city? That's a Tanai, therefore the city does not become Yeridachas. We do not burn the things there. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael.